we guilty of treating members of the family in a way that we would never dream of treating strangers? Courtesy is small sacrifices.
Missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." Jim was not even 30 years old when he gave his life while attempting to reach a fierce Indian tribe. What sacrifices are you and I willing to make for what we believe? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. A marvelous promise, one that encourages and strengthens me so often. It's from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and you know that you're listening to your friend Elizabeth Elliot, talking to you today for the last time, winding up a series on a life worthy of the Lord. I took those words from the first chapter of Colossians, and Paul gives his very prayer, the very words of his prayer for the Colossian Christians. And I want to read the words of that prayer to you now. We are asking God that you may see things, as it were, from His point of view, by being given spiritual insight and understanding. And that's what I pray for you. This is me talking now. This is not Paul. But come to think about it, why don't I just pray Paul's prayer for each one of my listeners? So I'll start over and say, I am asking God that you may see things, as it were, from His point of view by being given spiritual insight and understanding. I also pray that your outward lives, which people see, may bring credit to your Master's name, and that you may bring joy to his heart by bearing genuine Christian fruit, and that your knowledge of God may grow yet deeper. As you live this new life, I pray that you will be strengthened from God's boundless resources, so that you will find yourselves able to pass through any experience and endure it with joy. You will even be able to thank God in the midst of pain and distress, because you are privileged to share the lot of those who are living in the light. For we must never forget that He rescued us from the power of darkness and established us in the kingdom of His beloved Son. For it is by His Son alone that we have been redeemed and have had our sins forgiven. It is my prayer that you, my listeners, will long with all your hearts to live a life worthy of the Lord. As I read the letters that you write, I'm often overwhelmed with the multiplicity of adversities that some of you are suffering. And to be very honest, they do become my personal burdens, which I must submit to God. Often I don't find words to pray, and so I turn to these wonderful New Testament prayers. They are recorded for our help and blessing. And I have a little booklet called And When You Pray. And in that little booklet, I have copied down all of the prayers from the epistles in the New Testament. And I find it very helpful to use those prayers for the people that I'm praying for. I keep pictures in the pages where the prayer is that I'm praying for that particular person. I think these prayers are recorded for our help and blessing, even though they were the prayers that the Apostle Paul, for example, was praying for the Christians in Colossae. Now today, I'd like you to think particularly of verse 9. I'm asking that you may see things from His point of view. Those of you who are in a dark tunnel, you can't even see the light at the end of the tunnel. Facing an operation, perhaps? Loss of a job? Abandonment by your spouse, someone who has been hurt, whatever your tunnel might be, I'm praying that the Lord will enable you to see it from His perspective, that He will give you a new perspective. Lord, I pray for those people right now. You understand. You see the end. I pray for spiritual insight for them. I pray for those who have perhaps a difficult teenager. Your child, who was friendly and outgoing and not shy, has now become withdrawn and silent. He doesn't want to participate in family activities. He thinks they're stupid. If you have family devotions, he wants to drop out. He's too tired to get up in the morning. Why should he come to breakfast, even though the others have to come? Perhaps he seems angry. Maybe he has even started lying. Maybe he's doing things in a sneaky way. Lord, for those parents, I pray for deep understanding, for your wisdom in how to love that child, how to live a life worthy of the Lord before him in such a way that he will see that there is a difference in the lives of those parents. I pray that their outward lives, as Paul prayed, which people see, may bring credit to their master's name, and that they may bring joy to his heart by bearing genuine Christian fruit. Lord, in this painful experience, I pray that their knowledge of God may grow yet deeper. Then there are those who perhaps are finding it very difficult to be courteous to the people on the job. I've asked waitresses sometimes if people are nasty to them, and they always laugh and they say, oh yes, there's always those nasty people, those rude people. How about those young people who work in the grocery checkout line? I imagine they see human nature almost at its worst. People impatient, people who want to leave the cart in the line and race back and find something. They hold up the whole line and the rest of the people get furious. In traffic, how do you drive? I have a Christian friend who told me not very long ago, he said, one of the things that God has spoken to me about is driving the speed limit. He said, I used to drive with whatever the traffic was doing, but he said, I've decided that I don't need to hurry that much. I'm going to drive the speed limit. And of course, he's courteous enough to drive in the right lane. Doesn't do any good to drive the speed limit and then make everybody behind you furious. Leave the passing lane for them. Courtesy in the church pew. Do you insist on sitting on the aisle and making everybody climb over you? Courtesy with members of the family. Are we guilty of treating members of the family in a way that we would never dream of treating strangers? Courtesy is small sacrifices, little ways of saying my life for yours. Kindness, respect. I pray, Lord, that all of us, myself included, may bring joy to your heart by bearing genuine Christian fruit, and that our knowledge of you may grow yet deeper. I pray that old prayer, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may seek not so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Make us faithful, Lord, gentle, self-controlled. And as we live this new life, I pray, Lord, that we may be strengthened from God's boundless resources, so that we will find ourselves able to pass through any experience and endure it with joy. May we be able even to thank God in the midst of pain and distress, because we are privileged to share the lot of those who are living in the light. Help us, Lord, never to forget that you rescued us from the power of darkness and established us in the kingdom of your beloved Son. For those, Lord, who are sure they can't take any more, who can't handle it, who are about to collapse, who are saying, I've had it. That wife who's been contemplating divorce, everybody's been telling her, why do you stick with him? Get rid of him. Get out of there. That one who is bereaved, who feels that they cannot face life alone. That one who is overworked. That one tempted almost beyond resistance. Lord, save us and help us, we humbly beseech you. Teach us to thank you in the midst of pain. Teach us, Lord, that you have rescued us from the power of darkness, that you have established us in the kingdom of your beloved Son, and help us, Lord, to know that it is by Jesus Christ alone, your Son, that we have been redeemed and had our sins forgiven. Remind us, in the midst of our pain, that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliot has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.